感谢主的恩典，让我们一起来学习神的道。
Praise and thank God for His guidance that we may study His words.
求主帮助我们，让我们有一颗安静的心灵，将神的话充实在我们心中。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help us, and so that He may fill us with His words.
今天下午我们来查考敬虔加上知足。便是大利。
And so this afternoon we're going to study a godliness with contentment is great gain.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
提摩太前书六章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
说然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。就是保罗在教导提摩太，要他劝勉弟兄姐妹的话。
And these are the words of Paul to Timothy and instruct him to teach the brothers and sisters.
我们常常听到有些人说，哇，这个人啊，很虔诚，很敬畏神。
Many times we would say that so and so brother and so and so sister is very reverend toward God and show a lot of godliness.
或者是说，我们拜神的人啊，拜神要虔诚。
And or that when we come to the Lord, we should worship God with godliness.
所以从幼稚班开始啊，就教导说，你来到神的殿啊，要轻轻慢慢走。
And so, starting even from the kindergarten, the church. RE teacher would teach the children that when you come to the church, you should slow down your steps.
我们做人啊，行为要庄重。
And when we behave ourselves, we should behave ourselves at all times.
做一个基督徒啊，应当有基督徒的表现啊，来荣耀神。
And as Christians, we should act and speak as Christians to glorify God.
其实这个都是敬畏神的表现。
And these are just one form of the other of godliness.
所以所罗门王啊，在传道书里面说。
And so King Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said,
说你来到神的殿啊，要谨慎脚步。
He said, when you come to the temple of the Lord, you must watch your footsteps.
说因为敬虔听啊，胜过愚昧人献祭。
Because to listen carefully with reverence toward God is more precious than the sacrifice of fools.
有的人虽然在献祭啊，但是没有按照神的指示来献。
There may be people who come and offer sacrifice and worship God, but did not follow the instruction of God.
当然他们的献祭啊，神就不悦纳了。
And consequently, their offering would not be accepted by God.
所以我们来到神的面前呢，要寻求神的旨意。
Therefore, when we come to the presence of the Lord, we must look for the will of God.
又说啊，你在神的面前啊，不可冒失开口。
And in front of God, we should not speak idly.
也不可以心急发言。
And we should not speak with haste.
所以呢，神在天上，我们在地下。
And because God is above, and we are still in this world.
我们所有的事情啊，神就在看，在鉴察。
And the things we do, the words we speak, God sees all.
所以我们在神的面前啊，说我们话语要寡少。
And so in front of God, we shall not speak too much.
所以让我们知道说啊，这个敬虔的意义。
And so we need to understand the definition of godliness.
就是我们对人或对事物有一个崇敬的对象。
And that is toward God and toward others and toward other, or even toward different things, we must show proper reverence.
我们因为崇敬他，所以我们就自觉有一个义务，怎么来实践我们的生活，让对方得到喜悦。
And because of these proper attitude that we have, we would know how to behave and how to speak.And so that others may be edified.
所以这个敬虔啊，就是认识我们崇拜的对象。
And so godliness also has to do with knowing who we worship.
然后怎么来亲近他， 得到他的喜悦。
And how to get close to him, and receive blessings from him.
好，所以敬虔可以包括两方面，一个是啊，对我们崇拜的对象的一种敬重。
And so godliness could be described in two phases. One is the proper respect that we show to the person we worship, or to the one we worship.
啊，另外一方面就是因为我们敬畏我们所崇拜的对象，所以我们只是觉得有一个义务尽我们的本分啊，来追求跟他亲近，得他的喜悦。
And the second phase is out of this reverence toward God, we strive to be better so that our we can be closer to God.
所以我们信主了以后啊，说我们生活行为啊，跟我们所接触的信仰要一致。
So after we believe in God, our actions and the deeds shall match with our belief.
我们已经得到了神的恩。
And since we have received the grace from God,
so we
行事为人要跟我们所得到的恩典能够相配相称。So the things we do and the words we say shall be worthy of our faith.
好像那个天平哦，啊两边要平衡。
And just like a scale need to be balanced on both sides.
啊，那《以理书》里面说那个伯沙撒王啊。
In the book of Daniel, it records this king Belshazzar.
神让他做王。
God allowed him to be king.
啊，结果他就把那个圣殿里面的器皿拿出来饮酒。
And yet he took the vessels that was placed in the temple, and used them for drinking.
啊，所以神就在墙壁上写字。
And so God wrote on the wall.
结果他吓得发抖啊，两个膝盖都相碰。
And he was in fear and trembling, even his knees buckled. And later on, Daniel came and explained to him the words on the wall.
说神给你秤啊，你太轻浮了。
It says that for God has put you on a scale and you have shown lacking.
啊，所以你的国家到今天为止。
Therefore, your kingdom shall end tonight.
所以那一天晚上啊，巴比伦这王国啊，他这个王。就被杀了。
And so on that same night, the kingdom of Babylon was overthrown, and the king was killed.
我们得到神的恩典很多啊，所以我们行事为人要跟我们所得到的恩典相称。
We receive much blessing from the Lord, therefore our words and our actions must be worthy of our faith.
啊，不要失掉了平衡。
And never be shown lacking on the other side of the scale.
所以腓立比书里面说啊。我们要不要彼此争论
？So the book of Philippians it says, "Do not argue with one another."
还要追求圣洁完全
，but rather to seek after holiness and perfection.
它好像那个很亮的灯光啊，照耀在这个世界一样
，just like a bright light shining into this world.
啊，可以把我们所领受的生命之道啊，就把它表明出来
，so that we may exemplify the words of life.Which we have received.
因为我们所得到的是不朽坏的种子。
Because the seed that we receive from God is uncorruptible.
是一个活泼长存生命的道。
It is the word of life that is living and eternal.
啊，这个道啊，能够救我们的灵魂。
And this word of life will save our soul.
啊，能够让我们生命更新变化。
And also renew our life and give us strength.
啊，说我们领受了这个道以后。
So after we receive these words,
啊，让这个道理啊，好像种子栽种在我们的心田里面。
This word will be just like a seed, be planted in the field of our hearts.
啊，让它能够发芽成长，啊，能够结出很多的果子来。
So that it may sprout and grow and bear much fruit.
啊，说借着这样就可以把生命的道啊表明出来。
By doing so, we can manifest the word of life.
我们看。提摩太前书三章十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节。
3:16.
说道在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见。被传离外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里， 保罗在这里谈到说，我们敬虔的对象就是耶稣基督。
Here Paul describes that the person that we show our godliness to is Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为他就是敬虔的奥秘。
Because he is the mystery of godliness.
因为这个奥秘啊，就是说古时候神就有一个救赎的计划。
And what is this mystery? That is, from the time of old, God has this plan of salvation.
说在万事以前、啊、就已经预定好了。
And this plan of salvation was even established before the creation.
在古代都隐藏起来。
And it was hidden、since the ancient time.
一直到了时候到了、啊、这个救恩就显明出来了。
When time has come,、the salvation plan of God will be revealed.
从2000年前耶稣来到世界啊，
So 2,000 years ago, Lord Jesus came to the world to preach the gospel.
把这个救恩啊，把它显明出来。
Enable to show and reveal the gospel to others.
他说这个神的奥秘啊，是神主动啊，啊，要赐给我们人类。
And so the salvation of God, the blessing of God, is what God wants to give us.
啊，让我们相信的人呢、啊，啊，就能够得到救赎啊。啊，蒙受神的大恩。
So those who believe, may be saved, by the, mighty grace of God.
他说我们每一个蒙恩的人呢、啊，啊，我们能够进到这个神的葡萄园里面。
So every one of us, who is now, has now received the grace of God, may enter the vineyard of God.
我们有资格啊，在神的葡萄园里面工作。啊、能够得到工价
and that we're able to even work in the vineyard of God and receive the wage that God gave us.
啊，所以我们就要努力啊，尽我们本分啊，做到神所喜悦的境界。
Therefore, we should strive to work so that we may please God.
啊，所以我们在灵性上啊，要不断的提升我们自己。
So spiritually, we need to uplift ourselves.
能够拉近我们人跟神之间的关系。
To reduce the distance between man and God.
啊，让我们所行所做啊，都能够得神喜悦。
So that the thing we do may be pleasing in the eyes of God.
啊，来蒙神祝福。
And to be blessed by God.
啊，所以保罗说啊，我们这个敬虔啊，要操练的。
And Paul has described that godliness needs to be trained. We need to be trained on godliness.
看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书啊，第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第四章第八节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
说操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔。凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来世的应许。这里用操练身体啊来做比喻。
And here the Bible uses physical training to describe.
啊，我们为着要让身体健康啊，所以我们要运动。
In order to have a healthy body, we often need to exercise.
啊，所以有的人说啊，人就是动物啊。
And some people said we are just like animals.
啊，你要活就要动啊。
And if
you 你要活就要动。
Only if you're capable of moving, then you can be described as being alive.
啊，所以越活动啊，我们身体就会越健康。
And the more you move about, the better is your physical strength.
所以我们身体要常常锻炼。
And so we often need to train ourselves physically.
啊，这对我们呢。还有帮助
，and so this has a good, this is good for us.
啊，保罗在那个哥林多前书第九章呢
，and Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 he says，
那说啊，我们在灵性上也是真的好像在锻炼身体一样
，spiritually we are almost like in physical training。
所以他说我奔跑不是没有定向
，and Paul said he did not run without any direction。
啊，我打拳啊，不是在打空气
，and he does not fight。In air,
啊，因为运动员呐、啊，他们为着要得到好的成绩
，and for an athlete to receive his prize,
所以他们在运动的时候都有一定的规则
，and they need to follow certain rules.
啊，他们要花很多的时间呐、啊、去苦练
，and they need to spend much time in training.
啊，为着要得到冠名呐、啊，得到那个奖赏
，in order to receive the prize.
哦。啊，但是我们呢， 也是为着要得奖赏。
We also strive to receive our prize.
但是我们所得到的奖赏不是那个会朽坏的，而是不朽坏的冠冕。
But the prize that we seek after, is not one that's perishable, but imperishable.
所以他说啊，好像那个运动员一样啊，奔跑是有定向的。
So it's just like an athlete, when we run with a goal in mind.
啊，打拳啊，不是在打空气。
And when we fight, we do not just fight air.
所以常常要攻克己身啊，就是克制自己。
And therefore, we beat our own body and make it our slave.
啊，追求灵修的成长进步完全。
To strive for spiritual cultivation, and to reach a perfection. That
因为这个会帮助我们呐、啊，啊，得到那个荣耀的冠冕。
Because this would help us to receive the glorious crown that God prepared for us.
他说那个操练身体的益处比较少。
And there are some benefits to physical training.
啊，但是如果操练敬虔呐、啊，可以得到今生跟来世双重的福分。
But if you train yourself in godliness, then you'll receive blessings in the present life and also in life to come.
啊，今生啊，有神的看顾、保守、祝福。
In the present life, you'll receive blessings, and care, from the Lord.
啊，将来有永恒的救恩、永远的荣耀。
An eternal life will receive eternal glory from God.
所以敬虔呢、啊，可以帮助我们得到今生来世双重的福分。
So godliness, will give us blessings in present life and also in life to come.
我们看诗篇九十一篇。
Let's also refer to the scroll of Psalms, chapter 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Scroll of Psalms 91.
我们看十四节。
Scroll of Psalms 91. Please refer to verse.
这一章啊，都是讲到敬畏神的人，神怎么看顾保护。
And Psalm 91 describes how a godly person would be protected by God.
我们看十四节。
Please read verse 14.
九十一篇十四节。
Psalm 91, verse 14.
神说啊，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他；因为他知道我的名，我就把他安置在高处。十五节
，verse 15.
他若求告我，我就应允他；他在急难中啊，我要跟他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。十六节
，16.
我要使他主享长寿。将我的救恩啊显明给他。这里讲到那个操练敬虔啊，敬畏神的人。
Here describe a person who trained himself in godliness.
啊，因为他能够爱神啊，啊，所以神就把他安住在高处。
Here God says, "Because he loved me," says the Lord, "I will rescue him."
就是让他高升啊，得尊贵，得荣耀。
And I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name, and he will receive honor and glory.
啊，不管在任何的环境啊，神都跟他同在。
And no matter the circumstance, Lord God will be with him.
啊，既然有神的同在啊，人就没有办法啊，就不必惧怕什么呢
？And if God is with us, what can man do to us?
好像约瑟啊，啊，虽然被卖啦，啊，做奴隶啦，啊，又下监呐。
And for example, Joseph, even though he was taken a slave, was even put in prison.
看起来好像是一连串不幸的遭遇临到他。
It seems like that was a series of misfortunes occurred to Joseph.
但是那里面说，因为他敬畏神呐、啊，所以神就跟他同在。
The Bible says that for Joseph, fear God, and God was with him.
那他不管什么样的环境啊，都能够凡事顺利。
And so that he was successful in everything he did, under all circumstances.
啊，经过了困难的环境以后，后来神就把他高升啊，啊，成为全埃及的宰相。
And when the time is right, he was exalted to be the prime minister of Egypt.
所以一个虔诚人呐、啊。在今生有神的保守看顾，神的同在。
So indeed, a godly person, while in prison life, God will protect them and care for him.
说他们遇到急难的时候，啊，他们一祷告神啊，神就搭救他们， 拯救他们出一切的患难。
Verse 15, he says, he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
神把他们安住在高处，使他们能够得尊尊贵。
And God will put them in high places and give them honor and glory.
所以要让他们在世啊，能够主享长寿。
And so that while in this world, they can enjoy good life.
最后又把神的救恩啊，显明给他们。
And God will also reveal his salvation to them.
不只是救我们脱离诸般的凶恶，还要救我们进到那个永恒的天国。
And not only save us from all iniquities, also will save us to his heavenly kingdom.
还要赐给我们一个极重无比、永远的荣耀。
And will give us a glory that is everlasting to everlasting.
所以敬虔的人呐、真的能够得到双重的应许的福分。
Indeed, a godly person will receive a double assurance of God's blessings.
我们在哪方面呢、哪些项目、哪些内容是我们必须要操练的敬虔？
What are some of the categories in which we can train to be more godly?
谈三点哦。
I would like to just point out three things.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
First, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6,
第三节。
Verse 3.
提摩太前书六章第三节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse
3. 六章三节跟四节。
Chapter 3 and 4.
若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话语与那合乎敬虔的道理，第四节。
Verse 4.
他是至高至大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、诽谤、妄疑。这里讲到说啊，一个敬虔的人呢、他会顺服基督纯正的话语。
Here it describes that a godly person will always follow the sound instructions of Lord Jesus and the godly teachings.
还有那个合乎敬虔的道理。
And teachings that are in accordance with the godliness.
他说，如果一个人呢、不服从神的道理呀、虽然他看起来好像很热心呐、说那个不是虔诚的表现。
On the contrary, if a person is not godly, he may appear to be very devout, but that is not a true action of godliness.
虔诚人呐、一定会顺服啊，尊重神的道理。
A godly person will always obey the teachings of the Lord.
主耶稣曾经对当时的人说啊。不是称呼主啊主的主啊的人就可以进神的国、
Lord Jesus has said, not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, may enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以将来有好多人呐、他们虽然也在拜神，也在行神迹。
In the end times, there'll be many people who may be worshiping God or maybe even performing miracles.
但是耶稣说，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧，
Lord,
我从来就不认识你们。
But Lord Jesus instead say, Away from me, you evil doer, for I do not know you.
为什么他们很虔诚、很热心呢？
Why is it that these people who appear to be very devout and even
为什么耶稣不承认他们？
But Lord Jesus do not acknowledge them.
主耶稣说：“你们虽然称我主啊，主啊。”
Lord Jesus said, even though you say, Lord, Lord.
但是我的话，你们怎么不顺服，怎么不做呢？
But why is it that you do not submit and listen to my teachings?
所以既然主的话你不听从啊，那不是虔诚人。
And so if you do not listen to the teaching of the Lord, then you are not a godly person.
我们看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John 14:21。
说有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。二十二节。
Verse 22。
说那个加利犹大，说不是那个加利人的犹大。他问主耶稣说：“主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”二十三节。
Verse 23。
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父必爱他，并且我们要他那里去，啊，与他同住。所以一个人啊，如果听从神的道啊，啊，照着遵行啊，就是爱神的表现。
Here the Bible says that if a person listen to the words of God and obey the teaching of God, and that is how he show his love for God.
这种敬畏神、爱神的人啊，啊，神就爱他。
And if a person love God in this way, then God will also love
him. 所以神就要跟他同在，啊，神要啊祝福给他。
And God will be with him and bless him.
啊，常常向他显现。
And even reveal himself to him.
所以我们对神的道理啊要顺服。
Therefore, we must submit ourselves to the teachings of the Lord.
啊，要服从这个纯正的基督的道理。还有进程的真理。
And we must obey the teaching of the Lord, the sound teaching of godliness.
所以我们对圣经里面的道理啊，要热心的查考。
And so we must study fervently the teachings in the Bible.
像比利亚的教会。
Like the church in Libya.
说他们领受了道理以后啊，他们听到了道理以后，就天天查考圣经。
And it says that when they receive the truth, they study the word daily.
啊，要来对照啊，啊，这个道理对不对
？And to see whether this teaching is correct or not.
后来说啊，这个不是人的道，这是神的道理。
And they discovered that this is not the teaching of men, but rather the teaching of God.
所以他们就甘心领受啊，啊，照着这个道理去行。
And so they accepted the word wholeheartedly and follow accordingly.
所以这就是一种敬神敬虔的人呐、啊，会顺服神的道理。
And so a person who fears God.Will always obey the words of God.
啊，这种人啊，会蒙福。
And these type of people will be blessed.
保罗传道到那个腓立比的时候
，And when Paul was preaching in Philippi,
他知道当时有一些妇人呐、啊，很虔诚，都在那个河边的地方啊，啊，在那边啊祷告。
He knew there were some women, some devout women, will often pray by the river.
啊，所以他就去啊，向他们呐、啊、讲道理。
And so Paul will preach the gospel to them.
其中有一个妇人、啊、叫做吕底亚。
And one of the women, her name was Lydia.
说这个人、啊、本来就很敬畏神。
And the Bible says that she was a God-fearing woman.
所以神就开启她的耳朵。
And so God opened her ears.
让她很专心、啊、听保罗所讲的道理。
So that she may listen to the word of Paul very diligently.
她领受了这个道理、啊、就带着全家人信主。
And after she received the truth, she brought her whole family to the Lord.
信主了以后就把她的家就贡献出来，成为腓立比教会的所在。
And later on, she opened her house.To be the gathering place for the church, which is the starting place of the Philippian church.
啊，对保罗说。
And she said to Paul,
你如果认为我是一个真心信主的人呐、啊、
，If you truly believe that I am a true believer,
那、啊、你们应当啊留在我的家里来接受我的接待。
And then please stay in my house and be accept and accept my hospitality.
所以我们看到说、啊，这是一个相当虔诚的人。
We can see this is a devout, the action of a devout person.
啊，热爱神的道理啊，听了啊就。相信遵守
，and she enjoys the teaching of the Lord, and she listened, and accepted.
所以神的恩典就临到这个家啊，临到当地方。
And consequently, the blessing of the Lord, was bestowed on this family.
我们刚刚读到这个提摩太前书的六章啊
，we have read a verse, in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
啊，第四节的地方啊，说有些人呐、啊，自高自大。
In verse 6, it records that there are some people who are filled with pride.
啊，他们自以为是。
They thought they were somewhat superior.
啊，所以对神的道理啊，不但不相信，而充满着怀疑。
Instead of believing in the word of God, they show doubts and they do not believe in the word of God.
啊，喜欢辩论呐、啊，啊，所以就造成很多的极度纷争、诽谤的事情。
And rather interested in controversies and quarrels about words that results in envy, strife, malicious talk.
啊，说他们那个心地啊已经败坏了。
And the Bible says that their heart has been corrupted.
失掉了那个喜欢真理的心。
They have lost a heart that desire for the truth.
所以没有办法接受纯正的道理。
Therefore, they are unable to receive the pure gospel.
所以因为他们不顺服真道就失掉了这个恩典，失掉了这个福气。
And so if they fail to accept the truth,they would also lose the blessings of receiving the truth.
所以我们对道理要努力去查考。
Therefore, we should study diligently the truth in the Bible.
而且要慎思明辨。
And we must have the wisdom, to know right from wrong.
对纯正的道理要把它存在心里面，要牢牢地守住。
For the true teachings of the Lord, we should secure them and preserve them and keep them in our hearts.
当然，这个是不是纯正的道理就用圣经去对照。
And whether this is a correct and pure teachings,we must use a Bible as a reference.
所以保罗对提摩太说我传给你那个纯正话语的规模，用信心，用圣灵，用良心，牢牢地守住。
And so Paul encouraged Timothy, to keep, the pure teachings, that Paul, gave, to Timothy.
我说最近我看了，我听了一个录音带
Recently, I heard a sermon tape.
是在波士顿那边有一个牧师讲的道理。
And there was a pastor in Boston, he gave a sermon.
他的题目就是异端跟极端。
And his sermon topic was heresies and extremity.
结果他那个题目他那个内容一开始讲的时候就说我们今天就是来谈谈真耶稣教会。
And the topic of his sermon actually says, today we're going to talk about the True Jesus Church.
到底真耶稣教会是极端还是异端？
He said, is the True Jesus Church a heresy, or just on the extreme side of the Christianity?
我听了他讲一个多小时。
And so I heard that sermon for about an hour.
他批判我们教会。
And so he was rather critical of our church.
但他从头到尾没有引一句圣经。
And but throughout the sermon, he did not use a single verse in the Bible.
从他自己的经验凭他自己的感觉来下判断。
And so he placed the critical judgment based on his past experience and what he felt was correct.
他说他的家庭医师是我们教会的信徒。
He said that his family doctor.Is a member of our
因为他没有讲谁
He did not say who.
因为我们波士顿有两个信徒一个弟兄，一个姐妹是医生嘛。
And in Boston, we have two members that are doctors, one brother and one sister.
他说有一次他星期六要去看病。
He said that this once on a Sabbath day he wanted to go to.
他的医生就跟他讲说，我星期六要去教会。
And the doctor said, well, on Saturday, I have to go to the church.
所以他就觉得很奇怪，人家都守星期日，你们怎么守星期六？
And so he wonders that everyone go to church on Sunday, why do you go to church on the Saturday?
所以他就看了我们的一些资料，我们很强调五大教义。
And so he studied some of our teachings, and he also read through the five doctrines, five major doctrines.
然后觉得说我们这五大教义都跟其他教义都不一样。
And these five major doctrines has some significant difference between.
觉得我们强调都太过分。
And he thought perhaps we put too much emphasis on it.
为什么洗礼一定要大水洗
For example, water baptism, you need to be baptized in living water.
为什么一定要到河里或水海里？
And why do you need to go to a flowing source of water, such as river or maybe in the ocean?
他说为什么一定强调说圣灵要说方言？
And why does the church need to emphasize receiving the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues?
他觉得说我们这五大教义跟其他的教义都不一样，所以他说从这个教义看出我们是极端的。
And he said, well, because these five major teachings are different from other churches, therefore we must be a heresy.
认为我们强调的很过分，所以他说我们是极端。
And he said, well, because they put too much emphasis on these teachings, therefore they must be heresies.
然后他说我们不相信三位一体。
And he says the True Jesus Church do not believe in Trinity.
因为我们强调神是独一的神。
Because we emphasize that God is the only God.
那他说这个三位一体已经成了一般教会的一种共识了。
He said that the belief of Trinity is a commonly adopted belief.
所以他们认为我们不相信三位一体，所以说我们又是异端。
And he says, well, because we do not believe in Trinity, therefore we're also a heresy.
但是我觉得很可惜的就是啊，他不是凭着圣经啊来判断。
But one thing that's very unfortunate is that he does not use the Bible to make the sound judgment.
而是用他本来的信仰经历。
But rather, is using his past, from his past faith and past belief.
他所受到的传统的信仰。
And but rather, the faith that he received previously, when it was passed on as a tradition.
但是我们知道，我们今天的信仰是100%都有圣经的根据的。
But we know that the teaching in the True Jesus Church is 100% according to the Bible.
这是属徒时代他们所传的信仰。
And this is the same teaching that was given to the apostles in the Book of Acts.
所完全都有圣经根据。
And so our basic belief are 100% according to the teachings in the Bible.
使徒约翰说啊，人如果越过基督的教训啊，你就看不到神。
And Apostle John said, if someone will go beyond the teaching of Christ, then they will never see Christ.
以赛亚先知说，不用训诲跟法度，不用神的话做标准，你就看不到晨光。
And Prophet Isaiah said, without the law and the decree of God, you will not see the light of day.
所以真正的虔诚啊，不只是表现说你很热心在做工。
And so a true devotion is not just a mere appearance of working.
你很热心在传道。
Or a mere action of preaching the gospel.
而是对神的真道啊，有一种顺服啊，敬畏遵行的这种态度啊，这才是虔诚人。
But a godly person must have the correct attitude of obeying the teachings in the Bible and submit to it.
所以我们看到使徒时代的教会啊，那么道理传出去以后
，And so when the teachings of apostles was preached,
很多人呢、就来查考。
Many people came to study.
查考了以后，他们说这是神的道。
And they study and they say this is the word of God.
所以他们就甘心领受了。
And so they receive willingly.
就照着神的道去遵行了。
And they act according to the word of God.
这是虔诚人第一个应当有的表现。
And this is the first behavior that a godly person should possess.
所以要服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话语。
That is to obey the sound teaching of godliness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有那合乎敬虔的道理。
And this is the teaching that will bring godliness toward God.
第二方面呢，就是在生活行为上的敬虔。
And in our daily lives, we should also show godliness.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
The book of James, chapter 1.
26跟27。
James chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Chapter 1, verse 26.
一章二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不若住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这个人的虔诚是虚的。27节。
27。
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染俗俗。这里讲到这个虔诚人呢、会在他的生活行为上表现出来。
Here it shows that a godly person would show others his devotion in his daily lives.
第一个就是他会控制自己的舌头啊。
One is that he would keep a tight rein on his tongues.
因为我们的舌头啊。是要讲话，可以传达信息，彼此沟通。
Because our tongue is used for speech and for communications.
但是人常常没有办法控制舌头，所以讲出一些不好的话来。
But often we cannot control our tongue and speak incorrect words.
所以耶稣说 将来就是根据你所讲的话来判断你是一个义人呢，还是坏人。
Lord Jesus even said that it is from the words that we spoke will be judged.
因为人心里面所充满的，借着他的话语就讲出来。
Because whatever fills in our heart, will be shown from our speech.
所以我们要在话语上要来节制自己。
And so we should.Control our tongues and control our words.
说那些淫乱污秽的话，一句都不可以出口。
Now we should not speak words that are filthy or ungodly.
说这样才合乎圣徒的体统。
And that will be worthy of our status as the disciple of God.
所以我们看到说这个话语跟人的一个人的品性有直接关系。
And so a person's words has direct relationship with a person's character.
神啊，是圣洁完全的。
For God is absolute holy.
所以神的话是炼净的。
And therefore the word of God is holy.
神的话句句就带着能力。
And the word of God has power.
神的话是安定在天啊，直到永远。
And the words of God sits in heaven and lasts till eternity.
所以神的话一讲出来啊，就带着权柄跟能力。
So the words of God once is spoken has the power.
所以他可以借着他的话语创造天地。
Therefore, through the words of God, the whole universe was created.
他说有就有，命立就立。
And when God says yes, there will be yes, and then establish is done.
天使也是非常尊贵、圣洁来服侍神的。
Angels are the spirits that serve God.
所以圣天使说，连那个毁谤的话他都不讲的。
Even angels cannot speak any words of blasphemy.
约拿书里面说啊，天使跟那个撒旦在争摩西的尸体。
In the book of Jude, it records an incident where the angel, was fighting with devils over the corpse of Moses.
说天使啊，不敢用那个毁谤的话来责备对方。
And angels will not even use harsh words to rebuke the devil.
只是说啊，主责备你。
He says the Lord shall rebuke you.
这个不是天使不会讲。
And this is not because angels cannot engage in kind of debate.
而是天使知道他的身份很尊贵。
But rather, the angel knows that his status is very honorable.
所以如果讲了一些诽谤啊、卑贱的话啊，那就让自己那个身份就降低了。
And so if he speak any words that is harmful, that would debase his own status.
所以从我们所讲的话，也可以看出我们是一个怎样的一个基督徒。
And so from the words we speak, you can tell what kind of Christian we are.
说不要讲那些污秽的话这样才能够合乎我们基督徒的身份。
Therefore, we should not speak words that are unclean, words that are unfit.For Christians.
不可以随便论断人做主人。
And we should not judge others and criticize.
所以我们不可以一个嘴巴两种的话语。
And we cannot speak two words, two different kind of words with a single tongue.
说那个水泉一鼓出来就是甜水就甜水。
So from the same spring of water, it could be either sweet water.
不会一个水泉出两种的水。
It's impossible to have a same source of water and yet one is sweet and one.
所以我们的嘴巴也是一样。
Likewise, our mouth should be the same.
神造我们的嘴巴是要来让我们讲一些造就人、荣耀神的话。
We have a mouth so that we can.Praise God and speak words of edifications.
我们就不可以一方面要荣耀神。
We cannot use the same mouth to praise God.
一方面要去咒诅那个神所造的人。
And with the same mouth to curse men whom God had created.
说这样就跟我们基督徒的身份就违背了。
And this is unfit of our position as children of God.
所以一个敬虔的人会注重话语。
Therefore, a godly person will always control his tongues.
我们的话语如果没有过失我们就可以成为完全人。
If we are without faults with our words, then we are perfect.
那第二个就是爱心
And second is love.
会看顾那个患难中的孤儿寡妇。
That we're able to watch over those who are in need, the poor and the widow.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们蒙神爱的做主的门徒，也是用爱做我们的特色。
And since God has loved us, therefore we shall have the characteristic of love.
所以会爱我们的同亲人。
Therefore, we will love our relatives.
爱弟兄姊妹。
We will love the brothers and sisters.
扩大爱众人。
We will love the people.
甚至爱那些对我们不好的人。
We may even love those who do not love us.
所以爱心呢是一个虔诚人的特色。
And therefore, showing love is a true characters of a.
尤其那些软弱、贫穷、困苦啊。孤单的人
especially those who are poor in spirit and those who are who may need physical assistance.
所以我们更应当发挥爱心来看顾他们。
We should show our love from Christ Jesus and look after them.
我们看诗篇六十八篇。
Please turn to a score of Psalm 68.
诗篇六十八篇。
Psalm 68.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇六十八篇第五节。
Psalm 68, verse 5.
神在他的圣所做孤儿的父亲，做寡妇的伸冤者。第六节。
Six.
神叫孤独的有家，使被囚的出来享福，唯有悖逆的住在干燥之地。这里讲到说，神就是那些困苦可怜人孤儿寡妇的依靠跟帮助。
Here it says that for God is the one who defends the widows. He is a God for the fatherless.
所以我们要为体会主的心发挥爱心。
And so we must have the heart of Christ and show our love.
我们看到说，从旧约的律法里面就充满神的爱。
And even from the law of the Old Testament is filled with the love of God.
律法里面说，你们在割那个五谷的时候，收割五谷的时候。
In the Old Testament, it says that when you are harvesting the grains.
那个穗子禾捆拿起来以后如果掉下来，你不可以再去捡。
And so while you're harvesting the grain, if some of them have fallen on the field, do not pick them up.
你那个田连那个四个角不要割，要留下来。
And some of the grains in the corner of the field, you should also should not glean.And leave them alone.
所以那个是要给那个寄居的外人，或者贫穷的孤儿寡妇。
He says, those grains are reserved for the fatherless, for the widows, for the orphans, and for people who do not.
所以在律法里面常常有这样的规定。
And so in the law of Moses, you see these kind of rules.
这是神对那些软弱者特别的一种眷顾。
And this is how especially.Care for those who need help.
而且说你们对那些孤儿寡妇不可以欺负他们。
And you should never oppress the orphans and the widows.
你们如果欺负他们的话，他们向我一哀求。
And Bible says, for if the orphans and the widows cry to me for help,
我要让你们的妻子成为寡妇，让你们的儿女成为孤儿。
And I will make your wife widow and your children orphans.
所以对这些孤儿寡妇要有爱心来眷顾他们。
And therefore, toward the widows and the orphans, we should show love and care for them.
不只是形式上，而且要有实际的行动去帮助。
And so, not just in theory, but we should do this with actions.
好像那个好撒玛利亚人随时都有行善的准备。
Just like the story of the Good Samaritan, ready to perform good deeds.
所以，当一个人从耶路撒冷到耶利哥被强盗打得半死。
The story says that a person was traveling, to Jericho, and then he was beaten.
虽然祭司利未人看了以后赶快跑掉了。
And many of the scribes and Pharisees saw these a man who was beaten half death. They pay no attention to it.
那个撒玛利亚看到以后就马上裹他的伤口。
But this good Samaritan saw this man. He went and cared for his wounds.
还把他带到客店在那边照顾他。
And brought him to an inn. And paid the innkeeper. To care for him.
这是主耶稣讲的比喻
And this is the parable of Lord Jesus.
他就问他们说，你看谁是那个受伤的人的邻舍
？And Lord Jesus asked them, so who do you think is the neighbor of this person who was beaten?
那个听到的人说当然就是那个帮助他的嘛。
And whoever heard this parable said, the one who helped him, of course.
耶稣说，你们知道了，你们就照着去做了。
Lord Jesus said, since you know this.Then do likewise.
所以说我们行善不要丧志，到了时候就有收成。
And therefore, we should never be lacking in performing charity, and when time comes, the Lord shall reward us.
我们有力量行善,
if we have the strength to perform
charity, 遇到了有需要的人,
when we meet people who are in need,
所以我们就要把握机会啊, 行善,
we must take hold of the opportunity and help them.
啊, 就是虔诚的人有爱心的表现。
And this is also the correct actions and behaviors for someone who is godly.
啊, 不像那个法利赛人, 穿着长的衣服。
Unlike the Pharisees, they like to wear these long robes.
啊, 把圣经的章节都绑在手上, 戴在额上。
And they have biblical verses by their sleeve and written on their robes.
主耶稣说, 你们是假冒伪善的。
And Lord Jesus told them that you are hypocrites.
你们看起来好像很虔诚。
You look like you're very devout.
但是你们在暗中啊, 侵吞寡妇的家产。
But in secret, you've taken the possessions of orphans and widows.
因为寡妇没有依靠啊, 结果你们暗中啊, 来得到他们的一些益处。
Because the widows have no one to rely on, and therefore you took hold of their possessions.
所以那个不是虔诚人。
So that is not the behavior of
a godly person.
And thirdly is holiness.
所以一个敬虔的人啊, 会保守圣洁。
A godly person will also preserve holiness.
保守住己啊, 不沾染俗世,
will keep himself holy and not to be secularized.
这个俗世就是指着世界上的一些风俗啦、迷信啦。
But not following the trends of the world means not to follow the superstitions and
some of the sins of the world. 或者是罪恶的风气啊, 罪恶的潮流啦。
Or the trends of this world that lean toward evil in indulgence.
虽然一般人啊, 就跟着俗世的这个潮流罪恶在走。
Meaning the people, most of the people will follow the trends of the world.
我们是神的儿女啊, 我们就要跟世界有所分别。
But if we are the children of the Lord, then we shall be different from the people of this world.
所以你如果跟世俗做朋友啊, 你就跟神为敌。
The Bible said that if you are the friend with this world, if you are friends with this world, then you are enemies with God.
所以虽然我们生活在世界上,
so even though we live in this world,
但是我们是一个分别为圣出来的神的儿女。
Yet we differentiate ourselves from others and to be the children of
God. 所以我们要过圣洁的生活, 神就收纳我们。
So if we live a holy life, then we'll be accepted by God.
我们不可以跟世界啊, 同流合污。
Now we cannot just go with the flow.
所以圣经里面说啊, 我们就要做那个有翅有鳞的鱼啊。
And the Bible says that we should be fish with scales.
那个鱼啊, 水虽然一直冲下来,
even though the water may be flowing against us,
它不会被水把它冲足啊, 它会往上游一直冲上去。
But rather this fish will swim upstream and toward the end.
所以它不会被世界的罪恶潮流把它冲失掉。
You will not follow the flow of this world and maybe even be lost.
因为它有鳞片啊, 虽然在污浊的水中啊, 它也能够保护隔开来, 不会受影响。
And so the scale of the fish will protect them even in muddy and dirty waters.
所以说我们要 用圣洁尊贵锁住我们的身体。
Therefore, we should use holiness to protect ourselves.
要立志保守过圣洁的生活。
Now, we should determine and strive to live a holy life.
这是在生活行为上的敬虔。
And this is how a person could be godly.
谨慎我们的话语。
Pay attention to our words.
啊, 要有充足的爱心,
we must be full of love.
啊, 保守住己, 不沾染俗世的污秽。
And protect ourselves, do not obey, do not follow the trend of this world.
我们再谈第三点了, 就是节制欲望的敬虔。
And also the third point of godliness is to refrain from desires.
我们看这个提摩太后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 6.
第五节的下半句。
2 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, the second phrase.
第六章五节的下半句。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5.
说他们以敬虔这得力的门路，第六节。
Verse 6.
然而敬虔加上诸主的心啊，便是大力了，第七节。
Verse 7.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能够带什么去，第八节。
Verse 8.
主要有衣有食，就当知足啦。
And so this type of godliness is someone who can control his desires.
所以有的人呢，虽然表面上看起来很敬虔，
there are people who may look like they're godly.
但是他用敬虔是要来得利的门路。
The Bible here describes, there are people who look godly in order, to get, financial gains.
那我们有时候参加一些活动组织啊，我们都盼望能够得到一些益处。
Sometimes we participate, in worldly organizations and clubs, hoping that we can get something out of it.
比如说这个宗教信仰啊，有的人也是用这样的观念。
And some people, participate, in a particular religion with a similar thought.
所以在东方的社会里面哦，你看那个偶像崇拜很厉害。
In Asian societies, a lot of people worshiping idols.
常常啊，到庙宇里面啊，就是求一些现实的利益。
And they would go to the Buddhist temple to ask for.Some kind of a gain.
啊，你让我得到什么？让我赚大钱。
Please, make me make a lot of money.
啊，所以有的人呐、啊，要去买那个拉头啊，也要先去庙宇拜一拜。
And in Asia, and before you purchase the lottery tickets, you should go to the idols and worship there.
哎呀，这是人一般的那个心理呢。
And so this is a very common belief among the human society.
所以我们看到很多的社会啊，有的也是利用宗教来榨财。
And we can see that in society, some people will use religion as a mean for financial gain.
所以你看，有的不在我们这里，在东方的社会，有的几步路啊，啊，就一间大大小小的庙宇，到处都是。
And not in America, but if you go to Asia, you can see every block there is some sort of a temple.
所以有的人讲说，那个叫做开庙店。
And they are opening these different temples as opening a grocery store.
啊，有的借着这样来得利益。
And because
得财富。
You open a place of worship and you can make some money.
那么我们也发现说，有些宗教人士啊，他也是用这个敬虔做得利的门路。
And there are many people who use religion as a mean to make money.
保罗说啊，有些假先知啊就是这样。
And Paul said there are some false prophets also do that.
他不是传纯正的道理。
They do not preach the true and genuine gospel.
而是要得到一些物质上的利益。
But rather they want to receive material gains.
那我们知道，我们信仰的益处啊，虽然可以让我们得益处。
And of course, if we believe in Jesus, we'll be blessed.
但是我们不是追求那个物质上的利益或今生的好处。
But we believe in Jesus not solely looking for material gains or benefits in this world.
我们所追求的是提升我们的灵性，或者盼望那个永远更大的真正的福气。
What we pursue is to elevate our spirituality so that we may inherit the everlasting glory, the eternal life.
我们不要被那个物质啊。的利益把我们吸引了。
So do not be attracted and enticed by material gains.
因为物质的欲望啊，没有办法让我们真正得到满足。
Because material gains can never bring true satisfaction.
哦，负责中部教会的时候。
When I was helping with the church in the central area.
那边我们有一个姐妹啊，她开了一个旅行社。
And there was a sister who opens a travel agency.
她带来一个朋友啊，带来她的客户啊，到教会来。
And she brought a friend, one of her clientele, to the church.
那个朋友啊，那个客人啊，到教会来以后。
And so this visitor, after she came to the church,
回去跟他讲。
And she told her,
说你哦，我劝你哦，你如果要赚钱的话，不要在这个教会。
And she told this sister, say, let me tell you something. If you want to make money, don't come to this church.
因为这个真耶稣教会没有生意可以做了。
He said, oh, there's no business, there's no money to be made in the true Jesus church.
但是啊，如果真正要追求道理，要在这个教会。
But he said, but if you want to pursue for the truth, you should stay in church.
所以后来啊，这个先生啊，后来来信主受洗。
Later on, the husband came and believed.
他是一个香港人呐、他生意本来做得很大。
And he is from Hong Kong originally. He has big business.
所以他说啊，你在真耶稣教会，你没有办法做生意。
And so he says, oh, we cannot do business in the True Jesus Church.
你如果要做生意的话，到这里来啊，找错对象了。
And if you want to do business, then this is the wrong place.
我们看到有的人呐、进到教会里面呢、表面上是信主。
Some people, on the surface, they seem like they want to believe in God.
有的人是说啊，他做了一些事业啊，是不是看看有没有那个潜在的客户？
And some people would join a particular church, looking for possible customers.
啊，能不能找到一个做生意的对象？
Or maybe find a business partner.
那我们知道说啊，来到教会不是这样的意义。
But we know that when we come to the church, we do not have that kind of purpose.
说不要把金钱啊当作得力的门路。
So we should never use godliness as a mean to financial gains.
因为物质的东西啊不能够让我们真正得满足。
Because material gains shall never bring true satisfaction.
他说我们一个敬虔的人呢，还要加上知足的心。
Verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment.
那这个真正的满足啊，不是啊物质很丰富啊很奢华的生活。
Contentment does not come from the abundance of material possessions.
说即使啊，你虽然只有基本的生活当中的需要。
Even though you only have your daily needs.
因为神会看顾你的生活，让你没有缺乏。
But God will look after you so that you lack nothing.
你能够以你生活当中神所赏赐的东西啊为满足啊，那你就是啊最富足的人了。
If you can be satisfied with what the Lord gives you, then you are a person of contentment.
事实上啊，我们没有带什么东西来。
Indeed, we brought nothing to this world.
我们将来也没有办法带什么东西走。
In the future, do not expect to bring anything out of the
world. 我们今天生活当中所需要的啊，神一定会看顾赏赐，让我们够用。
So the things that we need in this world, God will surely look after so that we have enough.
所以主耶稣说啊，
Therefore, Lord Jesus said,
神造我们的身体。
For God is in us.
知道我们身体需要穿衣服。
He knows that.We need to be clothed.
神赐给我们生命。
God gives a life.
我们为什么要维持生命啊？必须要每天的饮食。
In order to maintain life, we need to eat.
所以我们主要敬畏神啊，我们生活当中的饮食啊，衣服啊，神就会看顾赏赐你，让你没有缺乏。
So if we fear God, and then God will give us God will give us clothes and food to eat, and so we'll lack nothing.
所以我们在生活当中啊，要有信心啊。
So in our daily lives, we must live with faith.
就会产生一种信靠交托的力量。
And then we have the strength to trust and rely on God.
所以就可以把一切的忧虑啊，通通卸给神，
yeah.
因为神会眷顾我们。
Now we can give all the burdens to God because God is our protection.
所以我们存心啊，不要贪恋钱财。
And so we do not desire after material gains.
所以有的人啊，想要急速发财。
A lot of people try to strike it rich.
结果啊，就陷到那个网罗里面。
But instead, they were ensnared.
最后就败坏啊，丧掉生命。
Eventually, they plunge into ruin.
有的人啊，因为贪恋钱财。
For the love of money.
所以就行了很多的恶事。被引诱离开了真道。
They wander from the truth, and pierce themselves with many grief.
最后啊，被很多很多的愁苦啊，就把自己刺透了。
And they get in much trouble, and cause much ruin and destroy their own family.
所以一般人讲说，君主爱财，取之有道。
And so there's a saying that if youit's okay that you desire money, but you must earn it the right way.
我们的尽本分啊，做我们该做的事情。
We earn money by doing the things that we're supposed to do.
然后我们呢，以神所赏赐给我们的为我们的满足，我们的喜乐。
But we are content with the blessings and what God gives to us.
不要为着想要急速发财或贪恋钱财。
And do not try to be rich instantly or desire over abundance of money.
做了一些枉法的事情。
And conducting evil deeds or even illegal things.
或者说为着财富啊，这个让那个亲情骨肉啊，都变成好像仇人一样。
Because material gains and cause much grief among yourself or even family members.
那真的非常可惜。
And that will be quite tragic.
我们最后看两节圣经。
At last, let's read two verses.
看箴言的三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章
Proverbs chapter 30
第七节、第八节。
Proverbs 30:7-8.
箴言三十章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7.
我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不赐给我。第八节。
Verse 8.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。第九节。
Verse 9.
恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就脱怯，以致亵渎我神的名。这个是古圣徒叫做雅古尔的箴言。
And this is the sayings of Agur.
那雅古尔在说啊，他啊不够有智慧。
And Agur, he says he was not wise enough.
不过他讲的话呀，我们常常都在引用。
And yet, everyone referring to his sayings.
那在这里求神说啊，叫他做一个诚实人，啊，远离虚假跟谎言。
And here he says, verse 8, keep falsehood and lies far from me.
我们知道这是敬虔人的态度。
And these are the attitudes of a godly person.
啊，另外一个就是让他有一个知足感恩的心。
And give him a heart of contentment.And joyful.
神啊，你不要让我太富足，也不要让我太贫穷。
He says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches."
因为我如果太富足了以后啊，我就以这个财富做我的依靠。
And because if I became too rich, I might rely on my own wealth.
啊，有时候我就忘记了啊，神啊，你到底是谁啊
？And I may disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?"
所以有的人啊，太富足了，会离开神。
And some people, because of the abundance and wealth, they actually.
啊，有的人啊，太贫穷了，为着生活啊，啊就去偷别人的东西。
And some people became too poor, and they began to steal others.
说这样也会亵渎神的名。
And that will also dishonor the name of God.
所以求神让他有个知足感恩的生活。
So he asked.God to give him a heart of contentment.
生活当中的需要，神都赏赐看顾有余。
And so that he has enough for his daily needs.
我们再看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
十二节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 12.
腓立比书四章十二节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。第十三节。
13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。保罗在这里讲到说啊，其实他任何时刻啊，他都感到很满足、很喜乐。
And Paul says that under any circumstance, you always feel joyful and content.
在还没有信主以前呢、啊，保罗是身份、地位、财务啊，样样都有的。
And before Paul was converted, he enjoyed high status, position, and wealth.
啊，但是啊，信主以后啊，他就把这些放弃掉了。
And after believing Jesus, he forsook all those earthly possessions.
啊，所以说为着自己的生活还要去租帐篷。
And in order to make a living, he has to make tents.
啊，自己要做工还。维持自己的生活，还要去帮助别人。
Not only he need to sustain his own livelihood, he also need to save money to help others.
所以在人来看呢、啊，他有时候啊，经常啊感到缺乏。
And so from other people's perspective, Paul may be in lacking.
但是啊，我们从他的书信里面看到他有那个真正满足的生活。
But from the letter of Paul, we can see that he truly lived.
他说、啊：“似乎一无所有，但是却样样都有。”
He said, "It seems I lack everything, and yet I own everything."
似乎是很贫穷的，却能够带给很多人富足。
It seems I'm poor, and yet I can bring riches to many.
所以呢，有神的恩典同在啊，不管任何的环境啊，他都觉得很饱足。
Because of the abundance of God, under any circumstance, he feels content.
啊，所以他说：“我已经学会了。”
So he says, "I have learned."
怎样处丰富，怎样处卑贱。
I have learned the secret of being content in any.
谁处谁在都得了秘诀。
In every situation.
虽然这个生活环境常常在改变
，and so our surroundings often change。
但他说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能够做。
”But I can do everything through Him who gives me strength。
任何的环境啊，我都可以过啊，我都感到很喜乐、很满足。
In any situation, I can be content and be joyful。
啊，这就是神给我们的一种知足啊，敬虔的生活。
And this is the type of life of godliness with contentment.
啊，真的，我们如果能够这样的话，就是一个真正富足的人了。
Indeed, if this is what we possess, then we are very, very wealthy.
我们来唱诗155首。
Sing hymn number 155.